Welcome to Shomarshav on the Daf. Your sponsor, Lo Yinishmas Arbi Yakoshalim, Melea Bas Yitzchok. We're holding him in Megillah Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara in Amud Aleph, the beginning of the Amud, concludes the cheshbonos of the 70 years of Golos Bavel, how the cheshbon is supposed to be. And the Gemara tells us, at the end of the day, there is a contradiction. Because on one hand, it says that the cheshbon of 70 years is Melois LeBavel. We go based on the time that Bavel was established. And the other hand, it says the Chorban Yerushalayim. You count the 70 years for Chorban Yerushalayim. So how do you put this together? So the Gemara answers, Omar Ravo Lefkido Be'alma. And Rashi explains that Am Yisrael had a little bit of a Geula in the time of Koyrish, 70 years after Bavel, that Am Yisrael was able to go to Eretz Yisrael. They went to Eretz Yisrael, they started building Beis HaMikdash, but then they were stopped. That first stage is what the Pasuk is referring to when we do the early cheshbon. But the later cheshbon is referring to the full geula, the factory building by Shemi. Then, right after that, the Gemara darshins, Dorosh of Nachan Baruch Chizdo, that there's a pasuk, Koyama Hashem li Meshichoi l'koyrish asher chizakti b'yeminoi. So the simple understanding that Kishbuch is talking to Mashiach, who's Koyrish? So the Gemara asks, Koyrish is not Mashiach. So says the Gemara, you have to put a comma in between. Kishbuch is telling to Mashiach, I have a complaint. I said that Koyrish is going to build Beis HaMikdash, and he said, "Mi bekem mechol amoy vayal." He didn't really build Beis HaMikdash. He just gave up Kedah Be'alma. In the Chura, this seems to be a stira, contradiction to the previous statement of the Gemara. The Gemara just said that we have a stira in the Psukim, when's supposed to be the Geula. And the Gemara says the first Geula wasn't supposed to be a full Geula. It was supposed to be only a Kedah Be'alma. So what is the complaint that Kadosh Baruch Hu has on Koyrish? He says, I said Koyrish will build my house. But the pasuk that it says that Koyrish will build the house is only a Pekidah Be'alma, because we have a contradiction. It says it could be much later. So seemingly, the Gemara here is contradicting itself in the first part and the second part. Seemingly, the Rashba and Pirushi HaGadol and the Ben Yoyada over here go in the same Mahalach to give us here a tremendous Chiddush. The Rashba says that what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling Mashiach that he's complaining about Koyrish. Says the Rashba that if Koyrish would build Beis HaMikdash, that will be the ultimate Geula. That would be the Geula of Mashiach. And the Ben Yehoyada adds to it that in the Nevuah of Haggai, that speaks about Bayit Sheni, it says famously, Godel Yeh Kvod HaBayis HaZeh HaAchron Min HaRishon. The second Beis HaMikdash will be greater than the first one. But it doesn't say second Beis HaMikdash. It says Achron, in the last Beis HaMikdash. So the Ben Yoda says, Mashiach Ben David will be worried. Because Rabbi said that the last Beis HaMikdash is going to be Beis HaMikdash HaSheni. If so, now the Beis HaMikdash HaSheni is Necher of Lechur, we're not going to have another Beis HaMikdash. So Kishbuch answers him with this, what the Rashba says. Because Kishbuch tells him, you should know, I'm complaining about Koyrish. Koyrish had the opportunity to really bring Mashiach, and this Beis HaMikdash HaSheni would be Beis HaMikdash HaAchron. That would be the last Beis HaMikdash, the final one. There'll be no need for another Beis HaMikdash. But I'm complaining, he lost this opportunity to bring Mashiach at that time, and therefore we have Galus, and we have to get to Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. And the Ben Yehuda adds a little bit, because Koyrish was a Nevuah. It was done by Shemayim. The last and final Beis HaMikdash needs to come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The minute Koyrish missed the boat and he didn't do it, so now when Dayavish, the son of Achashverosh, is building Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, it's coming already by Dei Adam. That's not the Beis HaMikdash that can bring Mashiach. That's not the ultimate last Beis HaMikdash. So it comes out from the Rashba and Ben Yehuda that when Koyrish had the opportunity to build Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, it wasn't only that he was has the opportunity to finish and complete that bais, but he was supposed to bring the ultimate geula. That was supposed to bring the geula hasidah, the geula of Mashiach. And once we understand, we're talking about the geula hasidah, then things make a little more sense. Because the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Tzadiches says, there is two psukim, it says be'ito, and it says achishenu. Meaning, Ito means on time, Achishena means it will come earlier, faster. Says the Gemara, Zachu Achishena. If Am Yisrael Zoyche, Mashiach will come earlier. Loi Zachu Be'ita, if not, it will come on time. And as the Vilna Gaon explains in length in Sifat Tzinyusel, And it's summarized very nicely in Afiki Yam, from Yitzhak Isaac Chover there in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The pshat is that there is a time that that's when Mashiach will come. Once that time happens, regardless of what happened in the world, Mashiach will come on that date. But Mashiach has the opportunity to come any day. Bechol Yom Shiyavoy. It can come every day. And as brought down here the Mefarshim, there's opportune time to come. Mashiach, at every generation and every time, there's a bigger opportunities for Mashiach to come on some days. He could come any day, but there's sometimes there were more roy for Mashiach to come. And this is part of the idea of the cheshbonus of the 70 years. Geulas can come, there's opportunities for geulas to come, and all of them have some truth to it. It's because geula has many dates. It's the ultimate date, and there's earlier dates it could come. And according to this, we understand the Gemara. The Gemara says like this, the Tainan Kurish is the Mashiach could have come earlier. This could have been the Geula Asido. But now that didn't happen, so we're going back to the regular schedule, so to speak, when Mashiach is coming later. So then in Echidami, in terms of Beis HaMikdash HaSheni, the way it was built, Kurish stage is only one step and not the ultimate step. It's only Pekida Be'alma. That part is only Pekida Be'alma. But there's opportunity there to be the ultimate Pekida, not even the Beis HaMikdash Pekida. But the ultimate B.S. HaMashiach, the Shiyovah B'mheyer B'yameinu. Anyone want to join the Shomach Shovah email list, the WhatsApp group, please email shomachshovah@gmail.com.